Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bula Vinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't really remember. I blocked that whole incident out. But I will say, when it comes to the Super Bowl of dive sites, there's definitely a couple in Fiji that I'd put on my list.
Fiji was good.
Mellow Yellow. E6, I think is what it was called.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Have you been to the Philippines yet?
I have not. That's on my list. I hope to make that happen later in the year.
Apo Island is a must-see for anybody. I think it's the most gorgeous island in both the Atlantic and the Pacific.
But and why Island is that? Is, why?
Well, first of all, it's easy to spell APO.
Apo. Yeah.
But the reefs were the healthiest I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm talking back to the 70s.
Yeah.
I've never seen reefs that vibrant, that untouched. It's a, they're not allowed to fish there. It's a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the sanctuary we saw in Eustatia, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Unfortunate part about that was such a hard-pressed, it was almost like a forced march underwater. We did St. Eustatia because we had to see everything at once, but that was also pretty
limited time.
Unspoiled, you know. But I would put Apo Island as the world's prettiest island, at least underwater. Apo. I didn't see much above water.
Okay. It's Apo. You sure it's not Apo? You said APO, but you say Apo.
That's what I said.
I know. Apo. Could it be Apo?
Pronounce it however you want.
Okay. But you've been there. So was that a land-based thing, or was that a liverboard run, or what?
We stayed at, I can't think of the name of the resort. We stayed at it was one of the Nautilus resorts down there,
mm-hmm.
and we took a day and took a boat over to the island. And then did two dives and boated back.
Gotcha. All right. So, well, that sounds intriguing. I definitely add it to the list.
Again, that's got to be the prettiest island underwater, prettiest coral underwater I've ever seen. The coral was healthy. The fish were healthy. It had lots of undercuts, lots of interesting features to look at.
Mm-hmm.
They have a thing down there. It's a swimming feather duster. I can't think of what the name is, but it looks like a feather duster swimming through the water, and they come in all these different colors, and they're gorgeous to look at. And if they get next to neoprene suit,
they'll stick to it.
It's like a Velcro thing.
Okay.
And divers will come up having these little things stuck to them. We'd have to pull them off and put them back in the water. But
All right, they don't sting you or nothing.
No, they don't sting. They're just swimming feather dusters.
Okay, interesting. That sounds intriguing. Vinny Two Tanks, I think, spin to that part of the world. Haven't you, Vinny? A couple times to Philippines?
I actually went on. I actually went on the Blue Manta.
Right.
And I went to. I went to the Philippines, and I stayed at Atlantis Azores. I stayed a couple weeks at the hotel, and I took a week on a liverboard and we went out and dove Apo Reef on their liverboard.
Yeah. Would you give it add that to the Super Bowl of dive sites? Yeah.
Oh, that's, I would say the
coral triangle.
Indonesia and Philippines are phenomenal diving. They have healthy coral reefs. It's really healthy.
You're a fan of the topside distractions there, aren't you?
Well, yeah, there's also cultural things you can do. Sure.
Like what? No, you mean like the food and The people.
Yeah. And they have bars and
entertainment.
What?
Nightly entertainment.
The adult entertainment, right?
Yeah, they have adult entertainment, of course.
Okay. Well, they have that.
I don't qualify for it, but they have it.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. But you would put it right up there, though. That's one of your favorite spots on the planet?
I'd say the Coral Triangle is the hottest. That's the best place to go diving in the world, I say.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion.
All right. Casey the Tobacco Nut.
I think a lot of people agree with it.
Well, you're probably right. I think Pete the School Board does.
I think one of my very favorite places to dive was the Big Island in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to Hawaii.
I saw tiger sharks, manta rays, eels, everything down there.
I will say, I had 48 hours of diving on Kona years ago that was right up there, you know, top 10 dives I've ever done. Now, I don't know.
That is one clingy cat.
He does. That is a kitty cat on his shoulders.
This is my scuba radio cat. He always has to come in during the show.
Okay.
What's his name?
I don't know why. JJ.
All right. Welcome to Cat Radio. Anywho, but I always wondered though if that was a fluke. You know, I topped it off with the Manta night dive in Kona, and that 48-hour period of diving I had was just phenomenal. And so
that is on my list, actually, Greg. That we haven't decided yet if we're going to do Hawaii or the Caribbean in June.
Who's we?
Me and my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't say.
I don't know. That's
so. His name is
one of the places I've brought up.
Gay Bigfoot.
No, Greg. This is reality, not your imagination.
Okay.
Your fantasies.
Oh, we have the Atlantic. We have the Atlantic City Dive Show in June, Jerry.
Well, yeah.
I'll do that. That's no problem.
Okay. He's thought this through. So what are you saying? Are you saying
you're gonna have to get special force fins from Bob Evans for Bigfoot?
Yeah. Well, they make them. He's made them for Shaq. So Bigfoot's no biggie.
Yeah.
Literally. But going back to the Super Bowl of dive sites, Jerry, those are places you want to go. Where have you been that you would put right up there as your, you know, the Super Bowl of dive sites anywhere on the world?
By far, Fiji. I mean, the reef, the health, you know, the health of the reefs, the vibrant colors. Mellow Yellow was just unreal.
That was a good one. And I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, that is just
that one.
One of the very best colorful ones ever.
Yes. And but what about you got a second one? I mean, there's two teams in the Super Bowl.
Well, Caribbean wise would be Saba.
Okay.
I mean, hands down, Saba in a Caribbean.
Saba's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
The Pinnacle, it's just unreal.
Pinnacle was awesome.
Yeah.
Pinnacle
that
is
was
good.
That one in ocean sight. I don't think there's anything like it in the ocean.
There's not.
It's pretty unique, for sure.
You drop down, and you just got this big rock stuck up with it, and it's just unreal.
And Dr. Seuss designed those birds that fly around the island.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know where we're going with this, but evidently there's a Lorax involved. All right, more coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.